Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
This is Karen Childress with KSJD Local News. In the studio this morning, I have with me Sheriff Nowlin, Sheriff Steve Nowlin. And we're going to talk about crime and safety, community safety here in Montezuma County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
Let's just start right at the top. What are the hot crimes in the county right now? What are your officers dealing with?
Domestic violence, burglaries, sexual assaults. Those are the top three.
The top three.
Yes, ma'am.
Interesting. Things fueled by alcohol. Are you talking about leading to domestic or driving related or what's
alcohol and drugs combined? Okay. One or the other. Marijuana seems to be a common factor in a lot of them.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. How has the legalization of marijuana impacted how your officers do their work?
Well, we encounter it every day. It seems to be in such a large capacity of our work day, and especially dealing with the calls for service and the crimes that we deal with, it's there. We're seeing an increase in underage possession and consumption, which it wasn't supposed to, but it has. It's also I knew this was going to happen. I was concerned about it and spoke out about it quite a bit, especially with the adolescence and the damage that it can do to a growing brain. It has a detrimental effect. And they view it as, well, it's legal for mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or aunt and uncle, okay? So it can't be that bad. And that's where the problems start.
Right. No worse than sneaking a beer when you're 15.
Yeah, that's it was what they think, a little anyway. Different, but yes. But it's more widespread than that, than it used to be. But it also opens up, we've seen an increase in our drug arrests and drug trafficking. We're constantly doing ongoing investigations with importation of heroin and methamphetamine and cocaine.
Interesting. Another topic that's been in the news a lot lately is illegal immigration. How has, you've heard the news. How have things changed, or are they changing, or how will your department interact with the federal authorities if needed?
Well, nothing's changed. It's the same that it has been.
What is the policy?
Well, what it is right now is we don't have the authority to enforce federal law or federal immigration law. That authority was repealed by the state several years ago, and we have not had that authority to do that. Nothing has changed. We don't accept what most people understand to be a ICE detainer or an I-9 or the 287G, which is actually a 287X form. These are all internal forms, or the I-200 forms. Those are forms used by agents with the Immigration Custom and Enforcement Agency under the Department of Homeland Security. So those are not warrants for arrest supported by probable cause, which is what we have to have in order to incarcerate someone lawfully in this. And it's a violation of their constitutional rights under the Fourth Amendment to seize a person by a detainer. So we don't, but we communicate and work with ICE agents and Homeland Security all the time. I'm concerned that I don't want to have anybody in our detention facility that is a violent criminal or is a convicted felon or has entered into the country multiple times illegally or whatever the case may be. I want justice to be served and proper prosecution and lawful detention to take place. So we haven't had any of these issues come up at all. So I don't know what the future will hold, but You know, it is it's a concern on everybody's mind, but you can rest assured that nothing has changed.
Okay.
We're not going to violate anybody's constitutional rights.
All right. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier property crime. What are some things that the average citizen can do to protect him or herself from being a victim of a property crime in the county?
Oh, there's a lot you can do. And I'm glad that you brought that up.
Share with me a few of those.
Sure, I would love to, because we don't want you to become a victim. We want to prevent crimes from happening, and people can take the positive steps of doing this in many different ways. You have to lock your home. It used to be, when I was a kid growing up here, nobody locked their homes. Their doors and windows were open, and unfortunately, those days are gone. Secure your property, especially your vehicles and valuables. As far as vehicles go, lock your car, take the keys. Don't leave valuables inside the car. We've seen an increase in auto thefts, and it's because a lot of it is drug-related. So we want to make sure that we can protect a person's vehicle and property. That, you know, besides a home, the vehicle is the next most important thing that people need for their day-to-day lives. And if it's taken from you, it can be very devastating. And so don't leave your car running with the keys in it to warm it up in the wintertime. I've seen that quite a bit, and we did have puffer operations, and I was going to try and institute that again this winter, but too many other things were happening, and we couldn't. But we've had several vehicles taken because people went out, started them up, let them warm up, and they come out and they're gone. So don't do that, please. Okay.
Not a great way to start
no,
your morning.
It isn't.
It's so funny you say that, because I see that every single morning in my neighborhood while I'm walking my dog.
Yes.
I always think it'd be funny to jump in the car and just move it up down the block.
Do you know how that, I'm telling you that can happen just that fast.
I bet it can.
And it does.
Yeah.
And we don't want it to happen here. And so we all have to educate ourselves and protect ourselves as best we can.
Right.
Because really, when your car gets stolen, that is actually a danger to everybody else in the community, and we don't want that to happen.
Right.
Firearms are the other things that are very high on the list of theft items taken. So the best thing that everyone needs to do is to make sure their firearms and their ammunition are locked up, preferably separately. The other thing is make a recording or a note, inventory the firearms that you have with the make of the firearm, the model number, the caliber, the action type, and the serial number, and keep those in a safe place so that if your firearms are taken, we can actually, that's a better chance of us obtaining it and being able to return it to you.
So right. Keep good records.
Yes,
and
please.
Keep it
in a safe place.
And keep things locked up.
Yes.
Okay. One last question. I looked on the county website before coming over here today and didn't see any job openings in your department. But
no.
When you are looking for someone, what is the characteristic that you're looking for, aside from just the usual basic qualifications? What makes people stand out when they want to work for you?
We hire by character first. The integrity and the moral ethics of an individual is a foundation that we have to have in the police profession. And so that's where we look for. We can teach the competency of doing the job, but if a person doesn't have those basic character traits in the beginning, they're not a person that would actually be suited in the law enforcement profession.
All right. You've got a good team in place.
We do.
Great.
We do.
Good.
I could use more.
Really?
I could, yes, okay. As I have asked for. But it is what it is, and we're doing the best, and we always will do the best that we can. Our agency has improved so much. I've been very proud of everybody. It's getting better, and we still have a ways to go, but they're committed, they're dedicated. They're highly trained professionals, and that's what we want. We've brought in a lot of training. It has saved the taxpayers a lot of money by doing our training here, and that's what I want. They're making better decisions. They're more knowledgeable about the laws, and that's what it's all about. But they go the extra mile in helping people. That's what really stands out to me, because I get more compliments on a daily basis about what our members of our agency have done for folks that have gone beyond what they should, what they thought they should. But that's the kind of people that we have, and that's who we want in our community serving our people.
I think that's a very good place for us to end on a very positive note. Thank you so much for coming in for this interview.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Look forward to doing it again sometime.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.